Okay, so I have been in my fair share of weddings, okay? And as a groomsman or groom, you get fitted for the tux that you're going to wear, right? And the tailor always gets your measurements, your inseams, your outer seam, your shoulder width, your arm wingspan, stuff like that, all kind of measurements. And I'm probably saying some of them wrong, but you get my point. They measure you to make sure everything fits the way it's supposed to fit for your stature, right? Then once it's made, you try it on and make sure again that everything fits the way it's supposed to fit, the way you move within it, how you can, what we like to say, how I can breathe while wearing it. I want to be able to breathe in this, okay? How we walk in the shoes, how we look standing still, are the pants too long, that do we need to hem them, stuff like that. But what I think about in those moments, looking back on them, that is how what fits me only fits me. What fits the next groomsman fits him. And I'm sure it's the same way with women in dresses. And what I want you to understand is, as college students, you can have the same major as someone else, take the same classes at the same time. No differently than two, three, four, five, however many groomsmen standing in the same line with the same color tux for the same purpose because they're in the same wedding. But what's made for you is for you. So if you and your friends are all in the same major, and they may not all be your friends, but you and your classmates within that same major, you have to make it custom for yourself. I look at it like you have to add your accessories to it. Just because we were all dressed in the same tux, somebody might have had a different watch on, different color socks. Well, maybe not, socks might be part of that package, but they may have a different hairstyle, haircut. And especially on the women's side, when you look at the dresses, some of the dresses are in that person's particular style that matches their personality. They might not all be identical, but they have little pieces of it about that person who's wearing it. Okay? They made it custom to themselves. If I am pursuing my dreams and my goals, I have to customize it the way I need to, which may require me to add accessories that only I can put on it. That's why I believe some people have minors in certain areas to complement their major. Why some people, depending on their field of study or their major, they join certain organizations, they participate on certain boards, they attend certain events, so they can complement and accessorize their situation. They're trying to add the pieces to make their custom outfit or their custom education look good for themselves. Look at it like this. If an individual has on jeans and a plain white t-shirt, let's look at the guys first. If he has on jeans and a plain white t-shirt, and you're looking at it like, well, hey, that's just a plain outfit. But then all of a sudden, he adds a vest to the t-shirt. He adds a watch on his wrist. He adds like a bracelet on the opposite hand or a wristband of some sort, He has a specialized belt that he can put around the jeans or through the jeans. And his shoes matches the vest. Does that outfit now look different? Yes. Is it still not the same jeans and t-shirt that you just saw? Yes. But did he make it something new that is fitting to his style and his personality? Yes. Women are great at this. I've seen women with a plain white t-shirt and some jeans, but I guarantee you the earrings, the necklace, the bracelet, the belt that wraps around the entire t-shirt, and the shoes she has on are all complementary to each other and to the jeans and the t-shirt. What starts off as plain becomes accessorized and made your own. Customize your own education. It's your journey. Now, if you can do this without spending a buttload of money, that's the way to do it. But for some, it won't cost much. No more than your effort and maybe a little bit of your time. You can do certain things with your education pursuit with the degree you have just by exploring accessories to it. Here's another key point. Sometimes you don't have to accessorize at all, and that's still great. Let's go back to jeans and t-shirt for a second. If you're driving down the road and you see construction workers, you know, using pile drivers and bulldozers and, you know, you see them doing road construction, highway building and all that stuff, right? Would you want them in a nice pair of slacks and some shoes that click and clack like a nice pair of Stacy Adams? Nah, you don't want that. You want them in steel-toe boots, right? And some jeans that are rough and rugged that they can get dirty any time of day with mud, dirt, paint, concrete, you name it. Because that job entails them to be that way. Sometimes you don't have to accessorize anything and still have great value in it and great purpose in it. I don't need them dressed to impress. That defeats their purpose. All right. But it still makes them great at what they do. Or it can, you know, showcase how great they are at what they do. As plain as it is. You can customize your education for the purpose you need it to do. Okay? That's my overall point of this whole episode. Don't feel like you have to do it the same way somebody else does it because you can't. Not all the time. I can't stand there in my 5'8" stature, you know, my 160, 65 pounds, you know, and expect to be able to look as well as, or look as good, I guess that's the right way to say it, look as good as another person wearing the same outfit when they are taller than me and bigger than me. That's like me trying on another groomsman suit and expecting it to make me look debonair. No, it's going to make me look sloppy. But if I had mine measured for me, tailored for me, and I put it on with the confidence that I have, I know that I can make this particular outfit, and only this outfit in the moment, look good. Mine and nobody else's. So customize your education. Wear your confidence, wear your skills and abilities, wear your personality, wear your authenticity, wear your creativity and unique ability to do what you do best. Make it your own. I wish you the best. I hope this tip helps. And as always, flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker, LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.